right. Dwight Hoggins. I've been coming to Sad Lakes for a long time. I come here and I play a lot of music nowadays, but I used to come here when I was much younger. I'm 32 years old right now, and whenever I'm in town, I've been coming to this place. I grew up here, so I started coming here. They got good sandwiches, so I started coming here when I was much younger. Probably 16 or 15 or so, and I'm 32 years old now. I'm from West Raleigh, I spent a lot of time in West Raleigh before I left home, and this place to me is a West Raleigh fixture, and I'm going to be deeply saddened to see it go. One of the best shows that I ever played here, or one of the best shows that I ever played, that was the best receptive, or that I felt people enjoyed as much as I did playing it, was here at Sad Lakes a few years ago. But that, beyond all that, I don't have a good story necessarily, but I've been coming here for a long time, and this place, people see it in different lights. Some people see it as they wonder what all these like strange people are doing up on that patio. And from the outside, it looks like that. But if you come into the place and actually become friends with people who you've seen out on the patio or whatever, I've come here. I've lost a job just because in 2007 or something, 2008, I was working for a builder and I lost a job. And the next day I came up here to get some sandwiches for lunch, and the bartender asked me why I wasn't at work. And I told him, I was like, well, I got laid off on Friday, so it's Monday and I'm looking for something else to do. And a guy maybe three or four bar stools down, just here for a sandwich on his lunch break, turned to me. He's like, oh, you're looking for some work. And he ended up becoming a really good friend, but also apprenticeship. He gave me an apprenticeship doing hardwood flooring, and he's a great guy and brilliant musician and good friend of mine. But things like that happen here, and from the outside it looks, I think, a lot to people like it's a really gruff community, but it's because it's like a watering hole or a gathering place for folks after they've gone and swung hammers all day, or whether or not you go and you swing hammers, you come and you tell your buddies about what you built. Like, what did you build today? And we trade stories about things like that. And that's one of my favorite things about coming here, or one of the reasons that I keep coming back. It's pretty cool because it's a cross-section of the world, this little place on the corner of Hillsborough and Enterprise, in that there are, you might be sitting in here across from a professor from North Carolina State University from across the street, or you might be sitting next to a math teacher if you're sitting on one side of the bar. And I guess if you're on that other side of the bar, if you're a math teacher, a lawyer, whatever, and you come in here, it's a sandwich counter, but you get to talk and discuss, especially with the layout of that bar in there, with people that aren't necessarily who you deal with all day long. Like, it might be a guy like myself. I'm from here, but there have been times where I just come into town off of the railroad and stuff because it's right across the way, and this is the first place I come because I know that I'll always be well received and accepted here, and not necessarily for musical merit or because of Swing Hammers, but just because everyone's been welcome at this place for a long time, which is it's nice. I don't remember the first time they let me buy a beer here knowingly, but to say I had a few beers here before I should have. I remember coming here one time with my mom. We were really young. We had this car, and it was leaky gas tank or something, or it was just a really big car and didn't run very well. But we were low on cash when we came in here in the mid-'80s, and like I said, my mom was a little low on cash, and she came out of here with like two Dr. Frank specials or whatever. It's her favorite sandwich. She started coming here before I came here, and I first came here 97, 96 or something. And the first time knowingly I came here, without my mother, but she used to come here. She first said she came SADS in 1974, and then I remember coming here with her in like 86 or 87 to get a sandwich because everyone here will help out. I don't know how she was. I'd hear her complain about being low on cash, but somehow she magically came out of the door of Sadillac. She parked a car right over here. It wasn't School Kids Records then. She parked her car right outside of here and came back with two sandwiches. It fed us for days. It's a good sandwich, that Dr. Frank special. I'll play another tune and then I'll quit wasting your time.
I said, Chesterfield these days, boss is hard to find. I mean, boss is hard to find. Chesterfield these days, boss is hard to find.